The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. Let's jump right on in. From Better Homes and Gardens, do you really need a multivitamin? Some experts consider a multivitamin a good insurance policy in case you're not eating a well-balanced diet. Others think they're not necessary. For the most part, a multivitamin will do no harm. Just be sure to look at the percentages on the label and choose one that has no more than 100% of each nutrient listed. The potential for danger comes from overdoing certain nutrients, especially fat-soluble vitamins like A, D, E, and K, which can build up in your system. Also, take a pass on the iron if you're postmenopausal to avoid toxicity as well as uncomfortable GI side effects. Nutrients for every age. Your nutrient needs can change with age. Here's a decade-by-decade glance at what to consider. In your 30s and 40s, folic acid. This B vitamin helps form new cells, and it's crucial to take before becoming pregnant to prevent serious birth defects. Fortified breads and cereals have some folic acid, but the official recommendation from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is for all women of childbearing age to take a 400 microgram supplement, that's MCG. Omega-3 fatty acids found in fatty fish like salmon, mackerel, and tuna. Omega-3s support brain and heart health and help lower inflammation. Aim to eat fish twice a week. If you don't eat fish, ask your doctor about a supplement and dosage. In your 50s, vitamin B12 is needed. Starting in your 50s, you might not make enough of a certain stomach protein that helps absorb vitamin B12. Certain medications, including metformin for diabetes and ones for acid reflux, also interfere with B12 absorption. Most adults over 50 should consider taking a supplement containing 100 to 400 micrograms per day to protect the nervous system and keep energy levels up. In your 60s and beyond, protein. You probably don't need a supplement, but be aware, protein requirements for maintaining muscle mass and overall strength increase with age. Aim to eat some protein at every meal, which might mean adding Greek yogurt or an egg to breakfast or as a snack. And eye protective vitamins and minerals. If you've been diagnosed with age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD, the most common cause of blindness, ask your doctor if you'd benefit from taking a supplement called AREDS. That's a combination of vitamins C and E, beta-carotene, copper, and zinc. Or AREDS 2, this is AREDS2, which adds lutein and zeaxanthin instead of beta-carotene. Both have been clinically shown to delay or prevent blindness in people with moderate to severe AMD. And what about vegetarians? Not eating meat doesn't necessarily mean you need a supplement, assuming you eat eggs and dairy. If you don't, you likely need a big B12 supplement, says Lopez, who notes that some vegetarians also fall short on calcium, iron, and zinc. If you don't eat fish, consider an algae-based omega-3 supplement. At bottom line, if you're vegetarian or vegan, review your eating habits with a supplement-savvy doctor and a nutritionist. From Good Housekeeping. Question. Are clothing subscription boxes worth trying? And their answer, yes. Subscription boxes can help you find the perfect fit as you get reacquainted with your wardrobe and clothing size after 2 years of wearing sweatpants. Plus, they can save you time and money and allow you to avoid the hassle of in-store shopping. Pick the type of subscription that works for you. Both kinds let you try on clothes at home and offer free shipping both ways. Then check out a few of our favorite companies. First up, clothing rental sites. Borrow pricey clothes at a lower cost or add variety to your wardrobe. Our testers especially loved having something different to wear thanks to the rotating selections. The sites handle clothing care between users, so the items arrive clean and you don't have to launder them yourself. Plus, some services allow you to purchase the rented garments at a discount if there's anything you'd like to keep. And then there's virtual styling services. Fill out a survey online with your sizing and preferences, and a stylist selects clothes for you based on your feedback. Try it once or set up recurring deliveries. You decide which items to purchase and which to return. Some sites let you preview and approve the picks beforehand, while others send them straight to your house to save you a step. There's typically a styling fee, which gets credited toward anything you buy. So here are their picks or recommendations. First, for clothing and outfit rentals, Rent the Runway. This platform rents loungewear, gowns, and everything in between. Users raved about its versatility for special occasions, work, and everyday use. Monthly plans range from $89 for 4 pieces to $199 for 16. And Nuuly, N-U-U-L-Y. Oh, Rent the Runway, if you want to look them up. RentTheRunway.com, RentTheRunway.com. And Nuuly is Nuuly.com/rent. Testers loved this fashion-forward rental service for its range of fun styles. It's the perfect way to try out new trends or wear unique designs without committing for the long run. 6 pieces per month, $88. And then a style subscription. They recommend Stitch Fix. This styling service was loved by testers for each box's element of surprise, allowing them to try on options they wouldn't normally have picked out for themselves. Its $20 fee goes toward your purchase. From Real Simple, get it done. Grab a pen and cross those lingering someday tasks off your list. We have ideas, shortcuts, and easy DIYs for every corner of your home. In the living room, curate a gallery wall in 3 steps. 1, pick your art. I think beyond classic artwork and choose a mix of paintings, photos, and heirlooms for a personal look, says Miriam Nafisi, founder of the online art store Minted. Turn your grandmother's silk scarf or dad's sports memorabilia into wall decor by framing it, she says. If you're starting with a blank wall, focus your search around a color palette or primary subject. Flowers, say. Go bigger than you think you need to in terms of both frames and number of items. When art is too small for a wall, it can make the room feel kind of sad. Map it out. Before you bust out the hardware, decide on the best arrangement. If you're hanging a set of same-size artwork, try a grid pattern. If you have a bunch of frames in different sizes, go with a more irregular grouping. Place your largest piece near the center and work around it. Put all the frames on the floor and play around with the setup. Then trace each frame onto craft or construction paper, cut it out, and stick it to the wall with painter's tape. You'll immediately get a sense of how the art will fit in your space, Nafisi says. Hang it all. Aim to have the center of the arrangement at eye level. Leave 3 to 6 inches between frames to give them room to breathe and yourself flexibility for future swaps or additions. If you think you'll update often and don't want to turn your walls into Swiss cheese, hang frames with damage-free hardware like Command brand picture hanging strips from $5 at HomeDepot.com. If it's a heavy piece like a mirror, use a stronger hook, such as 3M Claw Drywall Picture Hanger, $5 at HomeDepot.com. To class up your bookcases, the best-looking bookshelves are actually only half-filled with reading material. A shelf jammed with books can seem cluttered and overwhelming, says Leela Burris, founder of Organized-ish. Take down all your books and purge or donate with ruthless efficiency. Return the keepers to your shelves and incorporate collectibles and plants, which will encourage the eye to explore. Aim to place one favorite piece on each shelf, then add books and other accents. For visual interest, Burris says, stack some books and stand others upright, arranging them tallest to shortest, will look the most tidy. Use lidded woven baskets or stackable storage boxes to hide less attractive items, such as internet routers, games, and books that don't fit the vibe you're going for, like that GRE study guide. To clutter-proof your closet, you probably don't need a bigger closet. You definitely do own too much stuff. It's estimated that most people wear just 20% of their clothes 80% of the time. Jenna Hafelin of Spiff, a home organizing company in Westchester, New York, suggests going through everything and asking yourself, have I worn this in the past 6 months? Do I feel good when I wear it? Is it a well-made staple I can wear for years? Is there a happy memory attached to it? If you answer yes to 3 out of 4, keep it. Everything else must go. For the keepers, Halifin recommends these strategies for storing. Hang coats, blazers, and going out shirts on their own sections of the rod, organized by color. Fold sweaters, jeans, and t-shirts and place them in baskets, like the woven paper bin, $28, at containerstore.com, on labeled shelves. Every cubic inch can be used for storage, so think about shoeboxes for the floor, hanging racks for the ceiling, and over-the-door shelves. Hafelin uses the highest spots to store off-season items. Set up a stylish work-from-home space. Mark the spot. Look for underused areas like the guest room or finished basement if you live in a house, says Nidra Davis, a designer and blogger at Brickandoss. If you have a smaller space, carve out a pocket in the corner of the living room or bedroom. A space with natural light is a bonus, as it will help keep you energized, she says. Next, gather your equipment. The musts are a desk, a chair, and good lighting. Before you take out your credit card, shop your home. Repurpose a lamp, small table, even a bar cart, and chair from other rooms. If you don't have space for a standard desk, consider a ladder desk, which provides a small work surface plus shelving, or a wall-mounted folding table that tucks away. Make sure the office elements match the rest of the room. Use similar colors and patterns for any artwork or desk accessories. Stash it away at the end of the day. To keep work from infiltrating your home life, hide office equipment in decorative baskets and small containers. Put documents, files, and your laptop in a bin with a lid, and corral pens and pencils in cute canisters. From Real Simple, my simple realization: soft habits soothe my soul. I usually have tea 3 times a day, morning, afternoon, and bedtime. Back when I was a stay-at-home mom to small children, I certainly wasn't always able to make the calm, quiet part of my day happen, though it was then I needed it most. I tend to look at a warm drink as a kind of medicine, and to appreciate the healing that comes with a small personal ritual. Unlike a quick cup of coffee, tea asks me to go slowly, to let the water boil, then steep, to let it all cool down a bit before I drink it. Cinnamon rooibos is my favorite, but I rarely meet a decaf tea I don't like. As a novelist, I incorporate a lot of tea drinking and coziness into my books, too. My characters often reach for the kettle when things get intense. In my world, both inside and outside my writing, tea time is grounding and necessary. From the gentle click of the electric kettle to the knitted yellow cozy I keep on the teapot, tiny, soft things make me feel better about the world. I joyfully welcome my mercies wherever and however I find them, no matter how brief, no matter how small. As a naturally anxious person, I'm very easily overstimulated and always on the hunt for comfort even beyond my tea habit. I'm drawn to soft fabrics and quiet music. I have a velvet couch and a stack of Bon Iver records. I'm interested in anything that can make the world an easier place. I'm the kind of person who re-watches movies and TV shows, enjoying them even more the second or 72nd time around because I know what to expect. Period pieces are my favorite because I love the sounds and scores. Predictable things, schedules, rituals, habits, they bring me joy. And this was Lisa Cross Smith, the author of the upcoming novel Half-Blown Rose, as well as This Close to Okay and So We Can Glow, and two other books. Her last name, Cross-Smith, CROSS-SMITH. From Good Housekeeping, sweet and savory snacks. Sneak these delicious and wholesome goodies into your pantry, all tested and approved by Good Housekeeping nutritionists. First up, a healthy popcorn. Family movie nights just got even more fun, light and fluffy. Jolly Times single-serve microwavable popcorn makes the perfect shareable snack. Its classic buttery variety offers tasty flavor without the grocery list of ingredients. It's made with just four. Better yet, it's a great source of fiber. Lab results, at 35 calories per cup, it's a favorite snack among our lab experts for its high volume, meaning you can eat a lot for very few calories. Good Housekeeping Deputy Director and registered dietitian Stephanie Sassos loves that each serving provides a dose of wholesome, whole grain goodness. Testers love that the classic butter flavor of this popcorn shines well alone without any added toppings needed. And this is Jolly Time Simply Popped Butter Flavor, $4, grocery stores. And yummy yogurt bites. These strawberry yogurt bites from Aldi's Little Journey line make on-the-go snacking with kids a breeze. The bites may be tiny, but each packs a mighty flavor punch. The melt-in-your-mouth snack is made with quality ingredients and comes at an amazing price point parents will love. And the lab results, both kid and parent testers gave nods to its yummy taste and convenient packaging. The pouch is lightweight and resealable, perfect for quick stashing. The bites dissolve easily, which our nutrition pros say makes them great for safely teaching a child to self-feed. Our dietitians love that these delectable snacks, made with real fruit and yogurt ingredients, are free from preservatives and artificial flavoring. It's Little Journey Strawberry Yogurt Bites, $2 a bag at Aldi. And the Gluten-Free Crisps, a Good Housekeeping Healthy Snack Award winner. These crisps come from Aldi's affordable gluten-free lineup and are made with a nutritional blend of brown rice, flax seeds, sesame seeds, and chia seeds. With a satisfying crunch and unbelievable flavor, the sweet chili variety is sure to be a hit for the entire family. The lab results? Our nutrition lab analysis confirmed that this certified gluten-free choice packs 15 grams of nourishing whole grains per serving. Testers raved about the good balance of salty and sweet notes rolled into the sweet chili flavor. Sasso says this is one of her favorite Aldi products for its great taste and nutritional profile. She loves its easy shape for dipping, but says it's also great for snacking on its own. It's the Live G-Free, for gluten-free, sweet chili brown rice crisps, $3 at Aldi. And Amy Fisher, their expert, gets asked the question, what makes a healthy snack? And she says, think of snacks as fuel to keep your energy levels up. One with a good balance of protein, healthy fats, and complex carbohydrates should tide you over until your next meal. Stick with whole, unprocessed foods like whole grains, nuts, seeds, legumes, fruits, veggies, and plain Greek yogurt. Aim for more than 4 grams of protein and fiber and less than 6 grams of added sugar. From Real Simple, ginger peach streusel muffins. Active time is 15 minutes, total time is 50, and this makes 18 muffins. We need cooking spray, 12 tablespoons, which is 1.5 sticks of unsalted butter divided, 2.5 cups all-purpose flour divided, 3/4 cup packed light brown sugar divided, 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon divided, 3/4 teaspoon ground ginger divided, we have a theme here, and 1/2 teaspoon plus 1/8 of a teaspoon kosher salt divided. 2 large eggs at room temperature. 3/4 of a cup of whole buttermilk at room temperature. 1/4 cup granulated sugar. 1 1/2 teaspoons baking powder. 1/2 teaspoon baking soda. 1/2 cup chopped fresh thawed peaches. 2 tablespoons finely chopped crystallized ginger. Preheat your oven to 375. Line 18 muffin wells with paper liners and coat with cooking spray, or omit the liners and just coat with cooking spray. Make the streusel by melting 4 tablespoons butter in the microwave or a small saucepan over medium. Stir together 1/2 cup flour, 1/4 cup brown sugar, 1/2 teaspoon cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon ground ginger, and 1/8 teaspoon salt in a medium bowl. Add melted butter and stir until combined. Melt remaining 8 tablespoons butter in microwave or a small saucepan over medium. Whisk eggs, buttermilk, and melted butter in a large bowl. Add granulated sugar, baking powder, baking soda, and remaining 2 cups flour, 1/2 cup brown sugar, 1/2 teaspoon cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon ground ginger, and 1/2 teaspoon salt. Stir until just combined. Stir in peaches and crystallized ginger. And it says crystallized ginger adds zing, but if you don't have any, it's fine to skip. Divide the batter among prepared muffin wells. Top evenly with the streusel mixture, breaking up any large chunks. Bake, roasting the muffins, rotating muffin trays halfway through baking time until a wooden pick inserted in the center comes out clean, or with just moist crumbs, about 22 minutes. Let muffins cool in trays about 10 minutes. Remove from wells and let cool on wire racks. How about baked berry oatmeal? Active time 15 minutes, total time 1 hour and 5, and this serves 8. We need 3 large eggs, 3 1/2 cups whole milk, 1/4 cup pure maple syrup plus more for serving, 2 teaspoons pure vanilla extract, 1/2 teaspoon ground nutmeg, 1/4 cup or 1/2 stick of unsalted butter, melted and cooled, divided, plus more for greasing, 4 cups old-fashioned rolled oats, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 2 cups mixed fresh berries, sliced if strawberries are included, and you can use fresh or frozen berries. 1/2 cup sliced almonds, lightly coated. Preheat oven to 400. Grease a 13 by 9 inch baking dish with butter. Whisk eggs, milk, syrup, vanilla, nutmeg, and 2 tablespoons melted butter in a large bowl. Add oats, baking powder, and salt. Stir to combine. Transfer to baking dish. Spread in a mostly even layer using a spatula. Top with berries and almonds. Bake until lightly golden and firm in center, 40 to 45 minutes. Let rest for 10 minutes. Drizzle or brush with remaining 2 tablespoons melted butter and serve with more syrup. From Good Housekeeping, Nut Butter Ritz Sandwiches. Active and total time are both 20 minutes plus freezing and chilling time. This makes 16. We need 1 small ripe banana, 2 tablespoons almond butter, 1 to 2 teaspoons honey warmed, 32 Ritz crackers or other butter crackers, 8 ounces bittersweet chocolate chopped, and 1 teaspoon coconut oil. Line baking sheet with parchment paper or non-stick baking mat. In a bowl, mash the banana, then stir in almond butter and honey. Divide banana mixture among 16 crackers, dolloping in the center of each. Top with the remaining 16 crackers and transfer to prepared sheet. Freeze until firm. Then, in a small bowl, melt chocolate per package directions. Stir in the coconut oil until smooth and well blended. One at a time, dip sandwiches in the chocolate, and they're showing that they're dipped in between 1/2 and 2/3 of the way. letting excess drip off, so you've got enough to hold with between your thumb and first finger, and that part doesn't get chocolate on it. Then transfer back to the sheet and chill until set. Nice. From Good Housekeeping, we've got ranch slaw. 20 minutes is your total and active time. In a large bowl, toss half of a small head of green cabbage, about 12 ounces, which has been cored and thinly sliced, 2 Persian cucumbers cut into matchsticks, and 4 ounces sugar snap peas, thinly sliced on a bias, with a half cup of ranch dressing to coat. Then toss with 2 small carrots cut into matchsticks, 2 scallions thinly sliced on a bias, and 1 bunch of radishes cut into matchsticks. Serve sprinkled with chopped fresh dill, if desired, and this serves 4. And they even include here the best ranch dressing, if you want to make your own. Active and total time, 5 minutes, and it makes about 3/4 cup. In a small bowl, whisk together 1/2 cup of sour cream, 1/4 cup low-fat buttermilk, 1.5 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 1 small clove garlic grated, 1 tablespoon dill finely chopped, 1 tablespoon flat leaf parsley chopped, 1 tablespoon chopped chives, 1/4 teaspoon Louisiana style hot sauce, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. And that's it. You just whisk them together. You're done. And as a sauce switch-up, more ranch ideas to drizzle, dip, and drench. 1. Omit the herbs from the recipe and drizzle the dressing onto mashed potatoes. Once mixed, fold in reserved herbs. Or mix shredded chicken, chopped celery, and scallions into the ranch dressing. Or puree with white beans and serve as an easy appetizer along with crunchy veggies. And one more. Coat chicken breast strips with the ranch, then with panko, and bake at 350 until golden and crisp, 25 to 30 minutes. You get a lot of mileage out of that ranch dressing. And block this way. This is from Martha Stewart Living. To keep her footpaths free of weeds, Living Features and Gardens editor Melissa Ozawa thinks outside the box, or rather, on top of it. Instead of protecting her vegetable garden walkways with chemical herbicides or landscape fabric, she deconstructs cardboard boxes, which have been accumulated from shipments during the pandemic, and lays them wherever she wants to thwart unwanted vegetation. Topped with mulch, pine needles, or gravel, they slowly biodegrade. To adopt this no-cost, eco-wise solution, remove any labels or tape from your packaging, flatten it, and lay it on the ground, overlapping the pieces slightly. Cover it up, and you're in the clear. And a quote from Real Simple, "Nothing ever seems impossible in spring, you know." That was L.M. Montgomery from, I think, a book, Anne of Ingleside. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. For questions and comments, please call 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening.